Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
Louisiana School Board adopts policy protecting teachers' academic freedom rights when teaching evolution. I'm Robert Crowther, Director of Communications at Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Last week, the Ouachita Parish School District in Louisiana took the moderate step of adopting a policy that specifically protects the rights of teachers to teach about evolution objectively. The policy states, in part, that, quote, "Teachers shall be permitted to help students understand, analyze, critique, and review in an objective manner the scientific strengths and weaknesses of existing scientific theories pertinent to the course being taught," end quote. What could be objectionable about such a policy? Shouldn't we protect the rights of teachers to present both sides of an issue without fear of being fired or censored? Apparently not, according to some strident Darwinists out there. They're all in an uproar over this policy. A group of professors from the science department at University of Louisiana Monroe immediately issued a doctrinal statement declaring that teachers do not have the freedom to present both the scientific evidence for and against evolution. They wrote in their statement, quote, "We believe that parish biology teachers should not be able to teach evolution and the so-called evolution controversy in any manner they choose," end quote. The professors do acknowledge that there are unresolved issues and questions about the evolutionary mechanisms. If that's the case, then why don't they want teachers to tell their students about these issues? The Ouachita policy was passed after teachers in the district expressed a desire for clarification of their rights, saying they were afraid to teach both the scientific evidence for and against evolution without knowing they would be protected from the attacks of such extremists like these very professors. Ouachita Parish supported the teachers with this policy protecting their academic freedom rights. Why are teachers afraid that if they discuss these issues in the classroom, they could get in trouble? They're afraid for good reason. According to CSC Program Officer for Public Policy and Legal Affairs, Casey Luskin, there's a disturbing trend of teachers, students, and scientists coming under attack for questioning evolution. We've reported extensively about how several years ago, high school biology teacher Roger DeHart was driven from his public school simply because he wanted his students to learn about both sides of the scientific debate over Darwinian evolution. His crime? He introduced students to articles challenging aspects of Darwinian evolution from mainstream science publications such as American Biology Teacher, Natural History, and Nature magazine. Why must students be kept in the dark about the evidence that challenges Darwinian evolution right out of the mainstream scientific literature? If a 10th grade student can understand the evidence that supports Darwinian evolution, they can certainly understand some of the scientific evidence that challenges it and raises questions about it. Ouachita Parish School District should be praised for protecting teachers who wish to teach more about evolution, not less, including the theory's unresolved issues. Instead, here they are attacked by dogmatic, Darwin-only thought police. What is it these Darwin defenders are so afraid students might learn? If you'd like to help us defend the academic freedoms of teachers, students, and scientists, please visit our academic freedom page and join the Free Speech on Evolution campaign. Go to our website at www.discovery.org/CSC and click on Academic Freedom. I'm Robert Crowther for IDTF at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.